Frank, the, statistically, it looks like the running game hasn't been as effective, as productive the last four games or so than earlier in the season. From your standpoint, what do you see there?
You know, I see that in the run game, there's still a lot of positive signs. It tends to come and go in waves. We're still extremely confident in the schemes and the players and getting it done. Feel like we've made good progress, always trying to find new ways and creative ways to put players in position, and that's our job as coaches, so we'll continue to do that.
Do you feel like you got away from running the ball maybe a little too early on Monday night? I think you had 78 yards by the end, and you had 60 in the first half.
Yeah, I just think generally speaking, we were a little bit out of sync and a little bit out of rhythm on offense, and so struggling to make first downs. You know, when you struggle on third down, it's hard to get into a rhythm, and that was the big problem the other day.
Nick had a couple opportunities for Zach Ertz in the red zone. Just what did you see on film? What are the teaching points for him on those throws?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you throw it 40 times or close to 40 times. Not every throw is going to be perfect. You know, we had a couple decent windows there. The one throw was a little bit probably harder than it looked on television or from the perspective. There's a linebacker kind of had up and over it. So, yeah, I mean, have a lot of confidence in Nick and making those throws. We make those throws all the time, just maybe a tad off on one or two.
What have you guys seen a lot to try to get Alshon involved a little bit more?
I think it really comes back to be better on third down. Not that we can't find other ways to get him the ball on first and second down. I own that. We own that. Let's get Alshon the football. And I think as drives go, when you're making first downs and moving the ball down the field, when we're at our best, that's what we do. We possess the ball. We lead the NFL in time of possession for two straight years. And because we know how to make first downs, we know how to stay on the field. And when that doesn't happen, you just get out of sync. The ball doesn't get distributed in the same way. So for us, it comes down to being good on third down, being good in the red zone, just to get more opportunities to spread the ball around.
Has Nick seen mostly cover two these last few weeks?
No, I think it's been a mix. I think it's been a mix of coverages. I just think generally speaking, that's always going to be defense's MO. You know, very few defenses these days are just going to come out and play one coverage. They're gonna mix it up. They don't want you to know. So, a little bit of cover, maybe a tad more than cover two than normal, but nothing too crazy.
Is that why we've seen a little more of the checkdowns from him, at least this past game?
There's certainly the idea that you want to take what they give you. But even on cover two, there's still ways to create shots and get the ball down the field through different schemes. So, again, it's in the flow of the game. Make first downs, get opportunities to get the ball down the field. I think that will take care of itself.
What was your feedback to Nick after having a chance to digest the tape?
Been through games like that before. The exciting thing is when things aren't clicking, I just know from a lot of years in this business, it always is going to feel like it's the quarterback, but I just always know it's all of us. You know, that we talk a lot the whole year about coach's mantra has been ownership. We own the good and the bad. There's been a lot of good to own this year, and we own it together. And, you know, Sunday wasn't a good offensive performance, and we own that. Coaches, players, we own that. And so, but here's the exciting thing to me is been on sidelines when things aren't going well, and you think, oh, geez, here we go again. But the positive thing about the culture that has been created, the confidence and the swagger that our players have and that our coaches have, is as bad as things were offensively in that game, there was always a sense we were going to find a way to win. I didn't care if the defense had to win it for us or if we had to get a return. I don't know. There's something about this team right now that we just feel like we're going to win. And it's not always pretty, but even that last drive, after the defense gets us the interception, I walked over to Nick and I said, this is it. This is how it works. Just be clutch right here. And he was. It wasn't a great performance, but he goes down and makes three or four perfect throws to maximize the yardage on every throw. I mean, you don't want to – it's got to be good ball placement so on that crossing route so Nelson doesn't have to slow down for it. Zach's going to the sideline. You need all those 5 yards on those catches. You don't need three. You don't need the throw to be down or behind him. You need it to be perfect. And he was when we needed him to be. Make a kick. That's the fun part about, I think, where we're at right now.
Carson, we know Carson exuded that confidence in those situations. How was Nick in that late drive when you guys needed to get the yards for the field goal?
I mean, Nick's unflappable. I mean, you guys know Nick. I mean, he's an unflappable guy. I mean, he doesn't show a ton of emotion, good or bad. That's one of the things that makes him so poised. So I never felt like on the sideline like he was in a panic or concerned. I mean, there's always a sense of urgency. I mean, and you hate it. It stinks. When you're struggling to make first downs, it's terrible. I mean, it's terrible. But you just got to keep fighting it one play at a time, one series at a time. And I think he did that and maintained that confidence to do what he did in the last drive.
How many third downs? Obviously, there was an issue on Monday. You were 1-for-14, and I think you had the number one third down offense in the NFL with Carson. Was it just Carson's escapability? Is there something you can do to get better on third downs moving forward?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's always things we can and we must do to get better. I mean, I think the week before, you know, we were good on third down against the Giants when Nick was in there. So it's the whole body of work. It's a combination of things. There's a lot of ways to create and make plays on third down, and Nick has proven that he knows how to do that. I think we've proven as an offense we know how to scheme things to get players open and put players in position, and I think our receivers and backs and tight ends have shown that they can win their matchups. And, you know, Sunday was a blip on that. I look at Atlanta, they're number one right now in the league in third down. They were 2-for-13. It happens. It stinks. We own it. I own it. Man, it makes me mad, and it's unacceptable. But it happens. This is the NFL. I mean, it's not easy out there, so we just keep fighting to get better.
Brian, was supposed to be a lot of the problem on third down, the fact that you didn't get your usual production on first down. You had so many third longs and so many negative yards on first down.
There's no doubt that there's typically a direct correlation to the third down and however many yards do you have to your production on third down. We did put ourselves in some longer yardage, so we have to be better on first and second down, put ourselves in better position for sure.
It was both quarterbacks struggling. It was a cold one. You've played late season games, obviously, in Buffalo. What's the challenge for a quarterback in that environment?
There's no doubt. But the good news is it affects both teams equally. And I always go out, and it was cold and it was windy. But like you said, been there, done that myself, and just it's a mindset. You know, we live in this stuff, so it should be to our advantage. I always watch the quarterbacks very closely in pregame warm-up to see how their balls, you know, how they're handling the windy conditions, the cold conditions. And, you know, both Flip and I were watching Nick in warm-ups, and he looked great. So whatever effect it had, I think it was minimal. I would say edges to us in those circumstances.
This group of running backs, you don't have a real natural receiver. A guy's catching 50 balls a year. What's the challenge that to run in the offense you want to run without that guy? And has Jay shown, you know, he didn't catch a lot of balls in Miami, but it seems like he's got a little knack for the passing game. Is that something that moving forward you see developing more?
Yeah, I do. And the first part of that is you got to have a knack for protection so we feel confident in there, and all of our backs do a great job. Deuce does a phenomenal job with those guys in protections. But then when it comes to the route running and knowing the spacing and the spot you got to get to and just having a little, you know, being able to use that wiggle you have as a runner to be able to use it as a receiver, I think all the backs are developing there. I think certainly Jay is, and I think we're gaining more and more confidence with him in the pass game.
The broadcast kept showing shots of Carson in the box taking copious amounts of notes. Were you able to talk with him after the game, get his thoughts on how everything played out?
Talked to him after the game, but not. It was just more about celebrating a win. Just talked to him briefly after the game.
The two rookie receivers, those two guys, how do you see them developing in terms of their rookie year?
I think it's been good. I mean, Mac has been productive and smart guy, can play all the positions. So all those guys just need to keep working and making the most of every opportunity.
Frank, after this game, is the window for teams that have the bye for potential head coaching candidates to have interviews? How do you handle that? It's a most important interview, I guess, in some professional life in some way, but also keeping focused on the task at hand. So how do you handle that? that.
Yeah, I mean, I honestly just keep focused on the task at hand. I mean, and that's win games for the Philadelphia Eagles. Prepare to beat the Dallas Cowboys and then for the whoever the next opponent is after that.
Frank, you do have that bye window. Would you consider, considering you have a backup quarterback, changing your plan during that bye week with him, having him in here more, or players from the offense?
You're saying with Nick?
Yeah.
You know, we're always looking to adapt the plan week to week based on the players that we have, which includes every position, obviously, including quarterback. So, I mean, there's no doubt even in the last 2 weeks, has the game – we're running the same offense. Has the game plan been slightly different? Has it been called slightly different because Nick has been in the game? Yeah, it has been. I mean, is it completely different? No. Is it a different offense? No. But there's just different things that are emphasized. Coach might call it slightly different with Nick in the game. So to play to his strengths, and not just to play to his strengths, but we're scheming against an opponent. So we're, every week the game, the offense and the game plan and the way the game is called is going to adapt based on who we have. So with Nick at quarterback, it's 10, 20% different maybe. So I don't know what the number is, but it does slightly different, although it still is in the same confines of the same offense.
What have you kind of seen? I know, like, Wisniewski hasn't played the last couple of weeks and everything, but, like, just kind of what his impact has been on the offensive line.
It's been really good. I mean, it's just this morning. Even this morning, you know, we're in there in blitz meetings. He's so tuned in mentally. You know, being on the same page, the production that we've gotten up front in the offensive line has been very high. He's been a big part of that. He's like a quarterback. He's like Kelce. I mean, there's very few guys that I could – say could be in the same zip code mentally as Kelce as far as everything that Kelce does up front, but Wiz is definitely in the same zip code.
Is that something you noticed right away from him? Because like it took like 3 or 4 games for him to kind of crack the starting lineup.
Yeah, I mean, Wiz is just solid and steady. You know, Wiz is a solid, steady player, and he uses his instinct. He's tough. That's number one. He's tough. He's just a tough, mentally and physically. Number two, he's instinctive. And number three, he's smart. So there's, you know, this is no crack to anybody, but there's very few people that have the athletic ability of Jason Kelce inside and everything he can do. But what Wiz can do is because he's strong, he's stout, and he's smart and instinctive, he's been very productive.
Frank, you probably spent more time with Doug than anybody during the football season. What has been the secret to the team's success since you guys accomplished so much?
Yeah, Doug's been rock solid. He's the same guy. I mean, it starts with his integrity, I think, as far as who he is as a person. But it also starts with his vision of what he's seen this team, what he sees in this team, and how he believes in the players. And I think it also starts with his tenacity to stick to the vision that he had for us as an organization and for us as a team, and hasn't wavered from that. And I think the players sense that and feel that. And he's been really strong-minded. You know, he's been really strong-minded in a great football city, not afraid to push guys, but also knowing how to pat guys on the back. But make no mistake about it, he knows how to be tough. And he knows how to give a guy a pat in the back. So I just think he's been steady, been the same guy with a great vision, and then very good in the X and O side as well.
Okay.